It is a real disconnect. And the New York Times, I mean, this is the hometown newspaper of Wall Street, and there have been no print articles in the New York Times to date with these people camping out down there for 4 or 5 days now. It's crazy. And I think three things are going on. I think one, I think the word disconnect that you used is a very good word, because I think a lot of people in newsrooms still are not in touch with the real pain and the real suffering of 25 million Americans who are unemployed and underemployed and the struggle to make ends meet there. So I think there's that. I think there's something else, and the media critic Jay Rosen from NYU writes about this all the time, which is what he calls savvy, which is to take these people who want to change the world seriously. You know, that I've seen a lot of coverage, like the New York Observer's coverage was basically to make fun of these people. You know, oh, these are the guys with the mask we saw a couple of years ago, weren't they? And to kind of put it down and not really try and get at the bottom of what's going on here. And there's that. And as far as the Tea Party, you know, Keith, you and I both know the newsrooms overreact to conservative carping. They've been doing it since the days of Spiro Agnew.
But what, is it possible that because those people don't look like mainstream newspapers or television networks viewers or readers, that they aren't old ladies with purple wigs or purple dyed hair, and they aren't seemingly, you know, typical middle American Americans, that they're in New York, is that what the suspicion is? Because you're not going to be able to sell that videotape or story about that protest to your audience?
Well, I thought it was funny that the biggest story in the New York Times during the 5 days of the protest, the biggest local story, has been the demise of Ray's Pizza, and so it is kind of like the gray lady selling nostalgia to its gray gray-haired readers, and I think there is an element of that, and maybe the fact that the Tea Party protesters were people who, like a lot of us survivors in newsrooms, are in our 50s, you know, maybe the fact that they look like them, I think maybe that had something to do with it. I mean, I think there was also kind of a man bites dog thing about the Tea Party, is that conservatives are protesting, whereas, you know, they write off protests on the left that they should not.
You'd think